We're now going to check in with our Education Desk reporter, Dusty Rhodes, who spent several years watching Illinois overhaul its school funding formula. She has an update. And Dusty, I thought the school funding thing was already settled.
Well, it is, you know, mostly. But think back to the big fight that this whole thing was. It took several different plans proposed over the course of several years. And when it finally passed in August 2016, Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed it. And then the legislative leaders added that private school tax credit to, you know, get the General Assembly to override the veto. And then Rauner signed it and made TV ads about how he transformed school funding. So in all that hullabaloo, there was this one little piece that I never did a story about. It had been part of the plan the whole time, but it sounded kind of minor and it sounded very nebulous. So it was this thing called the Professional Review Panel. It's a group that's supposed to kind of fine-tune the formula on an as-needed basis to make sure that we don't get into the problem that we were in before, which was trying to use this formula that had been carved in stone about three decades ago. So now that professional review panel, it's no longer nebulous. It's real people having real meetings. I've been going to those. So the second one happened earlier this week.
Now, didn't schools just start getting this new funding like a month ago? And is this panel trying to change that already?
One thing that they have to change is what happens to the ROE districts, their regional offices of education. Those were inadvertently kind of left out of the bill, so they got to fix that. But another thing that they're looking at is equity, like racial equity. Ralph Martiri from the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability, he was one of the main architects of this new funding formula. And so he's on this professional review panel. But another person on the panel who is saying the same thing is Nakia Hall from the Crete Monet School District. She's on the school board there. She's also talking a lot about equity. I actually sat down with her after the meeting on Tuesday. Here's some tape. At the first meeting, you right out of the gate started talking about equity.
I did. One of my thoughts was, you know, we have this new formula. There was some reason why it came to the table, but are we talking about that reason why we had to change the formula? It's kind of like this elephant in the room, you know, type of thing. And, you know, we can put money into schools, but if we're not addressing those deeper issues, you know, are we going to see the progress that we really want to see?
So the subcommittee gave its first report today, and there was a certain graphic that really caught my eye about how the old funding formula worked with predominantly minority districts, and you could just see.
Mm-hmm. The data doesn't lie. My dissertation was actually done on the achievement gap of African-American students, and in my research, I saw a lot of these disparities. And one of the things, when you look at the history of African Americans and their education, you will see systemic approaches that may not have blatantly caused these disparities, but they're ingrained in the, you know, the system that has now resulted in these, you know, gaps and disparities. And so one of those was putting the burden of your community to basically fund your school. So basically what that's saying is you only deserve as much as your community is able to give. And so one of those charts kind of, you know, showed that out under the previous formula. That's really what we were doing in Illinois. And it is shocking to, you know, actually see what is occurring. And sometimes when you start talking about race, you know, guards go up and defense comes out, you know, and it's not about being defensive or even being offensive. You know, it's really just saying this is an issue and how can we better correct this issue? I know that today, you know, questions were asked. You've perceived them as, you know, some pushback. Someone even said something about, are we looking at the difference between paper pencil, administering of tests versus computers? You know, my response to that was, you can look at the data however you want. We can break it down by, you know, instrument of test given, which test is given, but you're going to get the same results. And that's why it's a problem.
Dusty, you said they're not going to change the funding formula yet, but just considering changes. So what change are they considering?
So Martiri is kind of floating the idea of maybe using race as a factor in funding, like adding it to the funding formula. So the graphic that I referred to in that tape was just this simple bar graph that showed the amount of local resources for districts with racial supermajorities. And districts that are at least three-quarters white have a lot more resources per student to spend. What Martiri is saying is that the disparity left minority kids so far behind that the formula might need to be tweaked a little bit to make up for that.
Now, there's a lot of low-income students in rural areas who are white, so what about them?
Well, you're right. There definitely are. And that perspective is also very well represented on this panel, mainly by Gary Tipsword. He's the superintendent of Leroy Schools. But I will say that the chair of the committee, Michelle Mangan, she's already let it be known that she plans to look at everything through what she calls an equity lens.
So, Dusty, you plan to keep going to these meetings?
Absolutely.
All right. That's Dusty Rhodes. She's our Education Desk reporter.